WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, awesome people. Welcome back to Rise Higher Daily. Your daily dose of 5-minute mindset moves to level up your life. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me tell you, today's topic is a juicy one. We're diving into the power of forgiveness, and no, I'm not talking about some touchy-feely, rainbows and unicorns kind of thing. This is real talk, practical advice to help you ditch those baggage burdens and actually feel lighter, freer, and happier. Because let's face it, holding on to anger and resentment? It's like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks. Eventually, you're gonna trip and fall flat on your face. Here's the thing. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened to you. It's not saying, what you did was okay. Nah, it's about freeing yourself from the emotional chains of the past so you can move forward. Think of it like this. Imagine a venomous snake biting you. You wouldn't want to keep that venom inside you, pumping through your system, poisoning everything, right? Forgiveness is like letting go of that venom, breaking free from its grip, and allowing yourself to heal. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easy for you to say, Jake. It's not that simple. Trust me, I get it. Sometimes those wounds run deep, and letting go feels impossible. But here are 5 mindset moves to help you start the journey towards forgiveness. First up, recognize that holding on to anger is hurting you more than anyone else. Seriously, think about it. Are you punishing them by staying mad? Or are you punishing yourself with all those negative emotions? Forgiveness isn't about giving them a pass. It's about taking back your power and choosing to live a happier, healthier life. Second, start practicing empathy. Now, I'm not saying you need to become best friends with the person who wronged you. But try to understand their perspective. What were they going through? Were they acting out of pain or insecurity? This doesn't excuse their actions, but it can help you see the bigger picture and maybe even find a little compassion. Third, focus on your own healing. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting what happened. It's about acknowledging it, processing it, and moving forward. Spend time journaling, talking to a trusted friend or therapist, or engaging in activities that help you feel grounded and centered. Fourth, practice gratitude. This might sound weird, but focusing on the good things in your life can actually help shift your perspective and make it easier to let go of anger. Make a list every day of things you're grateful for, big or small. It could be a sunny morning, a delicious cup of coffee, or simply the fact that you have people who love you. And lastly, be patient with yourself. Forgiveness isn't a one-time event, it's a process. There will be ups and downs, good days and bad days. Just keep reminding yourself that letting go is worth it, and every step forward, no matter how small, is a victory. Let me tell you about this friend of mine, Sarah. She was harboring so much anger towards her ex-boss who had treated her unfairly. It was affecting her work, her relationships, even her sleep. She felt trapped by this bitterness. But after we talked about these mindset moves, focusing on empathy, practicing gratitude, and choosing healing, she started to see things differently. It wasn't easy, but slowly, Sarah began to let go of the anger. She realized that holding onto it was only hurting herself, and that she deserved to be happy and free. Now, I know you're probably thinking, easier said than done, Jake. But trust me, even taking one small step towards forgiveness can make a world of difference. You don't have to erase the past, just choose to let go of its hold on your present and future. So, today's challenge, identify something you need to forgive, whether it's someone else or yourself. Take a deep breath and start with a tiny step towards letting go. I guarantee you won't regret it. Remember, folks, forgiveness isn't about being weak. It's about being strong enough to let go of the pain and move forward with your head held high. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need a little reminder that they deserve happiness and freedom. And keep those mindset moves coming. You got this. See you tomorrow for another 5-minute power boost.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.